B. How communism instigates violence in the West. The communist evil specter is composed of the elemental force of hatred, and its theories are suffused with hate. It promotes class struggle and attributes the root of every problem to traditional social structures. It talks about the rich exploiting the poor in order to incite grudges and hatred against the rich and incite revolution and violence. With the expansion of communist movements, the manipulation, violence, and lies of the specter have become commonplace in the West and have filled society with hate and rancor. In addition to Communist Party's widespread and explicit promotion of violence, various paramarxists have also, under the control of the communist evil specter, advocated violence. Saul Alinsky, favored by the left in the United States, was originally in a gang before joining the left and becoming a political leader. He denied being a communist, but his political ideology and approach to conflict is identical to that of communism. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals is taken as a textbook by U.S. street movement advocates. Alinsky wrote that his book is specifically for the have-nots who adopt a Machiavellian view of the world and want to seize from the rich and give to the poor, and turn the United States into a communist country. Alinsky seems to emphasize gradual infiltration rather than a bloody revolution, but in fact, he is a fan of violence. He is simply more subtle about it. The Black Panther Party, a violent revolutionary group, has espoused Maoist beliefs and used the Maoist slogan "Political power grows out of the barrel of a gun." Alinsky first favored the ballot box, however, with guns perhaps to be put to use later. His approach is thus similar to that taken by the Chinese Communist Party, maintaining a low profile and then finally striking. One of his rules encourages radicals to use aggressive approaches to intimidate their opponents and eventually achieve the goal of disruption and destruction. David Horowitz, an author and former radical who has a deep understanding of Alinsky, said that Alinsky and his followers have no view of reforming the current system. They know very well that their goal is to thoroughly destroy it, and that they regard the process as a war. Therefore, they will try every possible means to attain their goal, deciding when to employ violence, what kind of violence to use, and what kind of lies to tell. In American society, some politicians and political operatives attack their enemies by unscrupulous means, like deception, personal attacks, and the like. Like communists, they also often resort to violence. A society with a greater tendency to violence will become less stable and more divided. These days, the relationship between the major left-wing party and the major right-wing party in the United States seems identical to the confrontation between the communist bloc and the free world during the Cold War. They are as incompatible as fire and water, due to irreconcilable differences. After the new president was elected in 2016, leftist extremists known as Antifa began engaging in violent disruption. Antifa activists locked onto their target, the new president's supporters and other conservatives, and went after them at rallies and elsewhere. Antifa activists stopped Trump supporters from making statements and even directly attacked them. In recent years, an influx of immigrants from the Middle East and Africa have brought many social problems to European countries. Due to political correctness, the leftist elite in these nations have scolded and verbally abused opponents of the current immigration policies. In June 2017, Steve Scalise, a member of the Republican Party and the House of Representatives Majority Whip, was shot and gravely wounded at baseball practice by a supporter of another party. A politician on the left even said he was glad that Scalise was shot. That official was soon removed from his post as a committee chairman at the state level of his party. Behind these violent conflicts are factors of the communist specter. It's not that everyone wants conflict, but it only takes a few core communist activists to stir things up. Under the influence of the communist specter, when certain parties and politicians are weak, they claim that they'll protect the rights of people and follow the regulations of a democratic society. But when they get power, they use all methods to suppress dissent and arbitrarily deprive others of their rights. In February 2017, during a Senate session in a western state in the United States, a Vietnamese-American state senator addressed the chamber to speak out against the praise afforded to Tom Hayden, a former radical and anti-Vietnam War activist who became a senator. However, her microphone was abruptly turned off, and she was forced out of the Senate chamber by deputies. If things keep going in this direction, the end result will be a communist autocracy.